We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome back. I am the host. I'm also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And the reason I like doing the radio show is I like talking to entrepreneurs. I like talking to leaders. And my next guest, regular reporter on Radio Entrepreneurs, our wealth management reporter, Jonathan Penta, from the Penta Wealth Management Group at UBS Financial Services. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me.
Good. A lot going on in 2019, but before we do that, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm the senior partner of the Penta Wealth Management Group at UBS Financial Services. We have a team of professionals that serve high net worth individuals and families, helping to manage their investment assets, but also doing all the financial planning as well. So we do all the front-end planning to help them quantify their goals and dreams, and then we put a plan in place together for the optimal portfolio for their investments to help them reach those goals. We also work with a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs, and we help their companies as well. This has been a focus of mine for the last 5 to 7 years. We do have many clients that are not necessarily a business owner or entrepreneur, certainly a lot of retirees, a lot of corporate executives. But on the business side, we do get involved in helping companies with things like raising capital, growth path strategies, transitioning their company, selling their company, things like that.
Sounds good to me. You know, as I said, it's a new year, relatively speaking, and I think most investors are concerned about their portfolio. What do you think are the most important things people need to look at for 2019?
Yeah, so I'll give you a few. There are obviously several, and you could dive pretty deep. But at a high level, the Fed would be one. What is the Fed going to do? There was justification behind their rate hikes last year with the economy growing, companies growing, and the Fed did raise rates, as we all know. So I think that the concern on Wall Street is that the Fed doesn't raise rates too quickly and too aggressively.
Right.
So that's a concern for 2019. As long as the Fed raises rates slowly and gradually and in a controlled fashion, and as long as there's no surprises, to both Wall Street and the economy, things should be okay for the market. In other words, that it shouldn't have a huge negative impact as long as the Fed does what we think they'll do, which is raising rates slowly.
Or what we hope they'll do.
Or what we hope they'll do.
Right. And that's a big issue. I know a lot of people were scared a little bit at the end of the year with the rate hikes that came right at the end of the year, that the timing was, some people I know questioned the timing of it.
Yes.
They said it was going to come, but the timing was bad.
Right. Correct.
Right.
Another area of focus for us and what the message that we send to our clients is just focusing on the fundamentals that should drive the market, meaning there's a lot of noise out there that can get people excited, whether it be, trade wars and China and Trump and politics, and which is all important to consider. But the most important driver of the market over time are the fundamentals. So PE multiples, corporate earnings, healthy balance sheets, and all of that looks pretty good. The GDP growth, looked good. The jobs report that came out at the beginning of the year looked pretty good. So we expect that the markets, and this leads to another area, is what will the market do? So, for 2019, I think a concern for a lot of people heading into this year is the stock market, in particular because there was a sell-off, as we all know, at the end of the year, where half of November and most of December, the market was down quite a bit. So a lot of investors were concerned, is this the start of a new bear market? I can't tell you how many clients asked me that question. We don't think so. We think at least for the first half of the year, the markets, the stock market will be up. And then we'll have to see at the second half of the year, what the market does. But at least for the first half of the year, for the next 6, maybe 8 months, the market should be more up than down. And then lastly, an area of focus for us is asset allocation. So even if the markets do remain choppy, even if the markets do remain volatile, there are always pockets. We call it market dislocations, and we want to take advantage of those dislocations in the market. Asset allocation and the proper optimal portfolio weightings in each of these different pockets, different asset classes, subclasses, and sectors, we can actually still do pretty well for a client if we are properly weighted in the right area. So that means overweighting the areas that we think have more upside. It means underweighting the areas of the market that we think will have more downside.
Interesting. Anything else on that list?
Those would be the top four. Of course, there's on the business side, other areas that business owners may want to be mindful of. But
so, you know, I'm a baby boomer, and a lot of people are looking at, for the first time in their lives, how their assets are going to pay more of a return than let's say regular income. And I assume that that's some pressure you're getting also, that there's more of an emotional response from that population group.
Absolutely. That was actually another item on the list was, you know, rational versus emotional thinking.
Right.
Because it can be, you can easily get caught up in the emotion of the market. But if you approach it with a rational, a rational approach where, again, you focus on what I mentioned, for example, the fundamentals, and try not to let the emotions get the best of you, that's typically the best recipe for success as an investor.
Right. And do you have a philosophy in terms of, you know, you work for UBS and it has worldwide resources about, you know, let's say small investment firms versus the larger places like yourself in a changing economy for stability as well? I know it's self-promoting, but I assume you think that there's some competitive advantages that you have.
Absolutely. We the Penta Wealth Management Group, you know, we've modeled our practice very similar to how a family office would serve the ultra high net worth. So in other words, the phrase family office is a group of individuals, a professional group that serves an ultra high net worth family. Sometimes it's one family, and they take care of all their financial affairs. So in other words, they don't just do their investments. They do all their financial planning. They help them with their estate planning, tax planning, and family dynamic planning in those cases. But our sweet spot is, broadly speaking, in the 1 to 50 million segment. So, you know, investors that have anywhere from a couple million dollars all the way up to 30, 40, 50 million. But we're providing that same level of service that ultra high net worth family gets in the family office model. So what's unique about it is, even though a lot of our clients, if you ask them, would say it feels like they're working with a boutique small team, which is true, the Penta Wealth Management Group, it feels like a boutique, but behind us is the largest, one of the largest wealth management firms in the world, in UBS. So I have the global resources and capabilities of a large, 800-pound gorilla wealth manager to deliver what I feel is necessary to serve my clients, but in the relationship dynamic that our clients have with our team, it does feel like they're working with a boutique.
Very nice. I'm looking forward to your insight into the marketplace and investments over the next year. If somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
Yeah, so they can reach me certainly via email. That's jonathan.penta@ubs.com. Or they can go to our website, pentawealthmanagement.com, or they can call me directly. I'm still a big phone guy, so I always welcome a phone call, even before an email. And my direct line is 781-446-8927. I will add, just to our listeners, we are hosting, there's an event coming up on this Tuesday, January 22nd.
Right. You have multiple events through the year, correct?
We do. And in different themes. Then each event has a different focus. Some of our events are more about financial planning and investing for individuals and families. And we cover things like estate planning and retirement planning and how we can help in that capacity. We do other events that are geared for business owners and companies. So the event we're hosting this Tuesday is at 5:00 at the 1 PO Square UBS office. That's our downtown office location on the 34th floor. And it's a business networking event for business owners, entrepreneurs, corporate executives, and also professionals that work with and focus on working with entrepreneurs and business owners like myself, whether that be a CPA, a tax advisor that focuses on working with businesses, or an attorney, an M&A attorney, a business valuation specialist. So people, professionals.
And people can find you also at the Radio Entrepreneurs Cafes.
Absolutely.
Right, which we run every quarter, and we overbook always, so we have to get you there. I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me,
Jeff. I'm looking forward to 2019. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you.